Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, or follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, like we said, this week's episode is, who will think of the kids? And then you find out who thinks of the kids, and you're like, well, maybe not you. And we'll start with a story that our very own Mike Hawk brought us, I believe, earlier this week, where a couple abandoned their 10-year-old son at the Barcelona airport after his passport had expired so that they would not miss their flight. So the couple jetted off from Barcelona's El Prat Internacional Airport on Wednesday without their kid, because they reached out to a relative to pick him up so that they would not miss their flight. Now, an air traffic controller at the airport goes by Lillian. She made a TikTok video about the incident, slamming the young boy's parents. She claims the child was forbidden from flying as his passport had expired, and he also required a visa. I believe the kid was like 5 years old, and when you're a kid, your passport lasts 5 years.
Okay.
Right? As an adult, it goes to 10. Anyway, the parents then decided, instead of missing the flight, they'd get a relative to pick their son up so that they could continue their journey. But the couple's plan went awry after the airport staff found the young boy on his own, and then they alerted cops. Lillian, the air traffic controller, she said, quote, he told them that his parents were on the plane on their way to their home country going on vacation. Well, contact was made with the plane's pilot, who confirmed the police had told him there was a minor in the car park. So the pilot of the plane asked passengers if someone had left a child in the terminal. No one answered. Just keep in mind, they're acknowledging, hey, someone on this flight has left their kid at the airport. Anyone flying without their kid, nobody answered.
Jeez.
Finally, the parents were located, and they were accompanied by another younger child, presumably another kid of theirs. So it continues on. Cops took the parents and the other child to the police station where their son, who they left behind, was waiting. Quote, they saw it as very normal. Obviously, I did not see it as normal, and the police did not see it as normal either. Lillian added, quote, how is it possible for parents to leave their 10-year-old son, to leave their 10-year-old son at the terminal because he cannot travel due to documentation issues? They call the relative, but the relative might take half an hour, about an hour, about 3 hours, and they take the flight so calmly and leave their child behind. Currently, it is not known if a family of unknown nationality were charged or given some sort of caution by the police. But again, their 10-year-old kid are like, yeah, man, we're not missing this flight, homie. We're on our way. They did call the relative.
The kid doesn't have a passport that's valid.
And does not have a valid passport, and he also needed a visa. They left his ass there. They did travel with another child, presumably that kid's sibling, and went on the flight. The worst part to me, not even the worst part, which just makes it worse, is that the pilot of the plane even says, hey, there's a kid left behind at the Barcelona airport. Are the parents on the flight? And they're just, shh, don't say anything.
That's crazy.
But that tells me, so the air flight controller said, well, they see it as perfectly normal. I would disagree, because when the pilot brought it up, if you see it as normal,
you put your hand up.
If you don't think you're doing anything wrong, you automatically put your hand up. Like, yeah, that's ours. They kept silent. So we know that they knew that what they did was effed up. Now we go to Florida, where a Florida mom's vacation to Las Vegas led to a trip to jail once she returned home, where deputies say her child and seven dogs had been left alone for 2 weeks. According to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a report of possible neglect at the home of one Jessica Copeland, 36 years old. Well, Copeland's son told investigators that his mother left for Las Vegas on July 21st, and that different people had come over to check on him and bring him food, but deputies say when they went inside of the home, they found it in poor condition with dog poop, quote, everywhere. Man, you should see the pictures of this. Like, they are not kidding. It was in bad shape. They also say slow cooker bowls filled with water were surrounded by insects. Now, according to investigators, Copeland's son said the home had been in bad shape for years because his mom refused to clean. And again, if you see the pictures, you believe him. Deputies, by the way, said they found the following seven dogs living in the home. Onyx is a black pit mix. Chase, a black mouth cur. I don't know what that is. Hera, a brown and white pit mix. Big Boy, a large black lab mastiff. Faye, a black white chihuahua. Bella, a tricolored chihuahua mix. Kitty, a brown Chihuahua, which just annoys me by the name alone. The sheriff's office said the dogs, they were taken to animal control and will be rehabilitated, although they will require veterinary care. Investigators, by the way, they did arrest the mom, saying she failed to provide proper care for the child and the dogs because, again, she'd been gone for 2 weeks.
Did they ever say the age of the child?
They do not say the age of the child. But at that point, you're under 15, I would guess.
Well, and 2 weeks is a long time. Hell, even if the kid's 16 or 17.
Three days is my max in Vegas.
That's the other thing.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Vegas, left the kid with 7 dogs. The dogs required veterinary care. And as the kid said, mom just doesn't do anything when she's home. I don't even know how she afforded the trip to Vegas, but I digress. And then finally, a daycare worker in Georgia. They're accused of forcing 2 children to fight, then forcibly grabbing and shaking one of them. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, 37-year-old Rafit Tahim Khalil was arrested on Monday. Now, the incident took place at Discovery Zone Kids in Evans, Georgia, and involved 2 siblings. So a parent told deputies that her children were upset and told her that the teacher, Ms. Khalil, made them fight. Bless you, Mike.
No glitter.
No glitter. The owner of the daycare provided deputies with security footage, which they say, in fact, showed that Khalil prompting the children to fight. After the fight, Khalil forcibly grabbed one of the kids, swung her into a chair, and shook her several times. They don't give the age of the kids, by the way. But it is a daycare. You can do the math on that. Khalil then prompted one of the siblings to throw a chair at the other one. Now, the report states the incident stopped when another teacher entered the room and removed one of the children. Khalil is currently booked into the Columbia County Jail, charged with 3 counts of cruelty to children. Her bond set at $75,300.
Wow.
So there you go. We got the story that Mike covered earlier this week. You have the couple in Barcelona. Their 10-year-old, their passport had expired. So they hopped on the flight anyway and flew to wherever it is they're going. But they were, we don't know if they were arrested, but they were detained by police and reunited with the kid. We have the mom in Florida who left her kid at home for 2 weeks with the 7 dogs while she went to Las Vegas. And again, not that you can see the pictures on the radio, but if you do, it's not a place he should be in even when she is home. And then finally, the daycare worker in Georgia who said, I'm tired of you guys fighting. Duke it out physically. And then even after the fight, said, here's a chair. Throw it at your sibling.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit. It's been a while since you've had 3 just terrible, terrible ones.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
Yeah, you really nailed it this week.
Yeah, one of them I just saw today and replaced a different story I had. I'm like, my God. I did the daycare one. Replaced a different story I had. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm seeing the story today. Okay, nice. Nice.
Yeah, you did it proper this one.
I'm going to say, Ted, so the parents in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's 10 years old.
Yes.
I think they had someone coming to pick the kid up.
They had called someone, sure.
They had called someone.
But keep in mind, and look, I don't know how this works out. They said that the parents that left the kid in Barcelona, they were on a flight back to their home country. I do not know the home country. So I'm assuming, and look, Europe, the countries are tiny. I get it. I'm assuming they have a relative that lives somewhere
trying to get
Spain,
the visa.
And not even Spain, but somewhere in the Barcelona area to go to the airport to pick up their kid. And the whole thing is, the kid was found outside. So remember, it's not like he waited in the airport. The kid exited the airport and is in a parking lot, not even a garage, parking lot, waiting for whoever they call.
I'll be dead honest with you. Because sometimes, right, like I travel alone a lot, and sometimes you got to wait for somebody to pick you up.
Yep.
If I spent 20 minutes waiting, and there was just a 10-year-old standing there, like I might even go get a cop and go, hey, man, something doesn't look right.
Well, obviously, we're talking about it, so it's not good.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to measure the 3, right? So at least there was someone coming, maybe.
Someone had been called.
Yeah. I don't know if the parents had to do this back home, like as far as renewing it, and then either mailing it or getting him another ticket.
If you did, I think Spanish authorities, if that were the case.
You need to fly back. He's 10.
One of you fly back, or they would overlook it in this instance and flag it for something. I can't imagine the authorities saying, just take off without him because he can't travel.
Right, that's why I think that one might suck the most because it's their kid. I'll cut some slack. Not cut some slack. I can daycare worker, I'm hoping, just was so annoyed they kind of snapped.
I'm assuming that's what happened.
But there's still violence.
Yeah.
There's violence, but it's not their kid. Whereas the other ones are parents actively leaving their own children in bad spots.
I'm pretty sure the Florida woman is a prostitute.
I was going to say probably a stripper or a prostitute if she went for 2 weeks
right.
to make money. And
is this the time of the year, though? She left I'm not being funny, but like she left July 21st and got back, I want to say earlier this week, maybe Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vegas. It's every time, any year.
Okay, I know there's certain times of the year where it's like, hey, you want to be.
Right, and even, again, 2 weeks is so long.
That is a
like,
long.
I'm thinking she's either getting paid somehow.
Right, because even when I was like 16 or 17, like, maybe two nights, my mom, like she, there's no chance she would leave me alone for 2 weeks.
No.
But I'm going to say the daycare worker sucks the least, A, because they're siblings, and I'm assuming the daycare, the care worker just snapped and had it. Now, I'm not excusing it.
Right.
Especially
but,
don't be like, hey, Miles, take this chair and hit your brother. But that's the only thing I could fathom is maybe they're too, like, I don't know. That just seems the least to me.
Because there's something about snapping versus this is my kid. Yeah, well, we're going to keep flying home, man. We'll see you soon.
That's all. And I'm with you. Even if your relative was going to pick him up in Barcelona, like, one of you's got to stay.
That's it.
Look, it's not fun. You know how many parties I go to where I'll see one half of a couple and the other one stays at home with the kid?
Yep. That's how it works. Yay.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.